Chapter 28. Detective Coulter came around the rear end of his car and paused, looked at me, and then went back to the driver's side of his car and disappeared for a moment. I used the time to slip the notebook under my seat, and Coulter popped right back up and again came around the tail end of the car, this time with his 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew dangling from the end of his index finger. He leaned his backside against his car, looked at me, and took a large sip of soda. Then he wiped his mouth on the back of his arm.
"You weren't in your office," he said.
"No, I wasn't," I said.
"After all, here I was." "So when the call comes on the radio, it's your wife. I look in to tell you," he said, and he shrugged. "You're not there. You're here already, right?"
He didn't wait for an answer, which was just as well, since I didn't have one. Instead, he took another swig from his soda bottle, wiped his mouth again, and said,
"Same school where we got that scout leader guy, too, huh?"
"That's right."
"But you were already here when it happened," he said, trying to look innocently surprised. "How'd that happen, anyway?"
I was very sure that telling Coulter I'd had a hunch would not make him want to shake my hand and congratulate me. So, launching myself off my legendary wit once again, I heard myself saying, "I thought I'd come down and surprise Rita and the kids." Coulter nodded as if he found that very believable.
"Surprise 'em," he said. "Guess somebody else beat you to it."
"Yes," I said carefully. "It certainly looks like it." He took another long pull on the soda bottle, but this time he didn't wipe his mouth. He just turned and stared back at the main road where the tow truck was now hauling away Weiss's car.
"You got any idea who that might have been that did this to your wife and kids?"
he said, without looking back at me.
"No," I said. "I guess I just assumed it was, you know, an accident."
"Huh," he said, and now he was staring at me.
"An accident. Geez, I hadn't even thought of that one. 'Cause, you know, it's the same school where that Cub Scout guy was killed. And also, it's you here again. So, hey, an accident? Really? You think?"
I just...
"Why wouldn't it be?
I have practiced a lifetime, and my expression of surprise was certainly a very good one, but Coulter didn't look terribly convinced.
"This guy, Donkey Wit," he said.
"Doncevich," I said.
"Whatever," he shrugged. "Looks like he's disappeared. You know anything about that?"
"Why would I know about that?" I said, putting as much astonishment on my face as I could.
"Just skipped bail, run away from his boyfriend, and disappeared," he said.
"Why would he do that?" "I really don't know," I said.
"You ever read Dexter?" he said, and the way he used my first name worried me.
It sounded like he was talking to a suspect. And of course, he was. But I was still hoping he wouldn't think of me that way.
"Read?"
I said. Not a whole lot, no.
"Why?"
"I like to read," he said, and then, apparently shifting gears, he went on.
"Once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, 3 times is enemy action."
"Excuse me?" I said. He had lost me somewhere around "I like to read."
"It's from Goldfinger," he said, "where he's telling James Bond, 'I come across you 3 times where you don't belong. It ain't a coincidence.'"
He sipped, wiped his mouth, and watched me sweat.
"Love that book. Must have read it like 3-4 times," he said.
"I haven't read it," I said politely.
"So we got you here," he went on, "and we got you at the house that blows up, and that's 2 times we shouldn't have you anywhere around. Am I supposed to think that's coincidence?"
"What else would it be?" I said.
He just looked without blinking. Then he took another sip of his Mountain Dew. "I don't know," he said at last. "But I know what Goldfinger would say it is if there's a 3rd time."
"Well, let's hope there isn't," I said, and I truly meant it this time.
Yeah, he said.
He nodded, stuck his index finger back into the mouth of the soda bottle, and stood up.
Let's just hope the shit out of that, he said.
He turned away, walked back around to his car, got in, and drove away.